the AFC North and they get away.
First off, hats off to those guys, man. They played their heart out. They played smart. And, I mean, it's always tough playing against the Steelers. You know, a bunch of great competitors over there, great coaching. You know what I mean? So you got to know the game is going to be like this. You know, like you said, every time. You know what to expect when you're playing against the Steelers. You know, and we didn't play our best ball today.
What do you think went wrong in the second half with your unit?
No, I wouldn't say necessarily went wrong. They made plays. You know, they made adjustments to certain things we were running. You know, they made the plays, you know, and we just got to play with better eyes, you know, better composure, you know, and be smarter, you know, with the ball. You can't turn the ball over and you got to get off the field on third down, you know, and I don't think we did neither one.
And on your pick, did you think you had a chance maybe when you popped away from a couple of guys down
there? I knew it was close, man. You know, that's one time I probably should have pitched it to Kerry. You know, I heard him call and I put it in one hand, but you know, myself just got the best of myself, you know, and trying to make a play because, you know, these games are tight, you know, and, you know, if we could have got more yards or something like that, maybe a field goal or something. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, y'all know what type of player I am. You know, I figured I had a chance. And when I looked up, honestly, everybody stopped, you know. So I probably should have stayed straight first and then cut back to the right when I saw that receiver. But, you know, it happened.
Ed, this defense has played so well to have Charlie Batch, a third stringer, come in here and do it against you guys. How surprising is that?
Not surprising at all. You know, maybe a little bit, but, you know, Charlie Batch is professional, man. I've been playing against him, and he's been on that team for a long time. He's seen Baltimore, you know, a lot, you know, a whole heck of a lot, you know, and with Ben Roethlisberger in your ear, you know, and having kind of four, maybe 8 to 10 eyes on me. You know, and knowing what I'm doing, you know, he did some good ball movement, ball fakes, you know, some pump fakes, you know, that kind of moved me a little bit, you know. But at the same time, you know, like I said, we got to have better eyes. You know, we got to look at ourselves, you know, as individuals. You know, this is a team sport, but, you know, I think we had a bunch of individual plays out there, not selfish plays, but individual things to where all of us could look back and say, man, if I'd have made that play, if I'd have did this, you know, we could have been there. But like I said, man, Pittsburgh's a good team. You know, I'm sure they have stuff they can correct too, you know, and they got the better end of it. You know, that's why it was a field goal to win the game at the end, you know. So, I mean, we just got to regroup. You know, we know this is a journey. You know, we're going into the fourth quarter of this thing. We wanted to be, you know, we wanted to be 4-0 in the third quarter, but we're not. You know, now we got the NFC coming up, you know, with a tough Denver, you know, New York, you know, and Cincinnati, you know, right there in Washington next week. So, you know, we got a tough schedule coming up, man. This is far from over. That's why it's called a season. You know, it's kind of like life, you know. So you got to be able to make adjustments, you know, and go through things, you know, adversity, you know, and it builds character, you know. So if it's going to be tough, you know, we got to regroup from it. We got to be able to regroup from it, you know, as men.
Ed, the last 2 years, Super Bowl champs are that team that get it rolling in December. You've been through a lot of Decembers. What's that take?
Yeah, it's going to take us, you know, not to fall apart after a game like this, especially after a team like this, you know, playing against Pittsburgh, man. You know, they're a tough team and smart, man. You know, those guys lost on their home turf against us. You didn't think they want to come here and come out with a win? You know, if you look at the faces when they ran off the field, man, you know, this wasn't the Super Bowl. You know, so, I mean, yeah, we got a lot of frustration there, and guys are frustrated because we hate to lose, you know, and that's the thing that eggs you, you know. We hate to lose, man, you know, so to see these guys frustrated, you know, I know it's there, but at the same time, you got to be able to talk about that in the mirror, you know, when you get home, you know, and I think as a team, we have to do that, you know, we have to go talk about it in the mirror because there's a lot of plays I know we all left out there, man. You know, it was not one play or one person, you know, that made the difference in that game. But if we all make our plays.
Were you surprised that they had so many guys that wide open?
No, not surprised, man. I wasn't, you know, they had guys chasing them. You know, I wouldn't say it was wide open, but, you know, they had guys chasing them. And, you know, we just got to be better, you know, about what we're doing, you know, schematically. You know, they schemed us to some things, and you can see that. I know from a defensive perspective as a defensive player, you know, I know certain things were schemed, you know, like the quick throws at the end, you know. So, I mean, they like I said, they made plays. There was a good coaching, you know, and we got to make adjustments. Like you said, there were some guys open, so who managed that? You know, whose zone is that? You know, so we got corrections to make. You know, if it was 13-34 and we lose, then I'll be answering that question differently. But, I mean, it didn't cost us much. You know, it really didn't cost us much, man. It cost us a loss today. But the season is still going. We're still in first place, you know, and we'll take care of things as these next four games go.
I know you always talk about the 24-hour rule, but is this one where you want players to kind of remember this to fuel?
We got Washington next week, man. I ain't even thinking about this. You know, Pittsburgh's a tough team to play. You know, that's a conference, that's a division game. You know, and division is always tough. You know, my focus now is on the Redskins. I can care less about this game. It's over.
Ed, how tough was it to see Suggs come off the injury after everything?
Man, I saw that. You know, I don't know, you know, everything that's wrong with him, but I saw him going off, and I kind of shook my head, you know. And, you know, you hate to see that for anybody, but for Suggs to battle the way he did to get back and to have something like that, hopefully it's just minor, you know. But when I saw it, I was like, ah, you know, I hate to see him go down like that, man.
The sense of pretty much, all right, you let one get away here, but the key now not to make that matter?
Yeah, I mean, it matters. You know, you have to go back into the lab and study your tape, study your miscues, you know, how can we better the defense when they had guys open, you know, and what do we need to run more or less of, you know. I mean, so it's a lot of things that we're going to correct from this film. You know, we don't have an off day tomorrow. You know, so we have a lot of things we can get better off, you know, and that's what we got to do, you know. But like I said, I'm on to the next one, and I hope these guys are too. I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but, you know, you got to take it. You know, you don't win every game in this league, you know, and you don't lose them all. You know, we've been on a little run here, you know, and like BP said, yeah, it's a humble pie, you know, so to say. But it wasn't, I don't know how humbling that is to lose to, you know, last minute field goal to your division twins, so to say, you know, man. They're a tough team, man. They have a bunch of grown guys over there, smart guys, you know, with a great coach, man. You know, and Coach Tomlin, you know, and Coach Dick LeBeau. You know, I know those guys over there, man. So, you know, I don't know them personally like that, but, you know, I mean, they're good coaches.
Hey, you mentioned Washington. What are your early impressions of Robert Griffin?
He's an awesome athlete, man. Robert Griffin is an awesome athlete. I'm a fan of his, you know, when we're not playing. You know, but he's a great athlete with a lot of great weapons around him. You know, we have some challenges, you know, with those guys coming, you know, us going over there, man. It's going to be a challenging football game.
When you watch the highlights, do you get hungry to play against a player like that?
No, man. I'm usually probably eating when I'm watching the game, you know. But, man, I mean, it's going to be fun. You know, I mean, I've played Mike Vick in college. You know, I played against Vic in the pros, you know, which he's, you know, the same type of athlete, running and throwing, you know. But, I mean, he's having a great year right now. Like I said, we're going to have our hands full with Robert Griffin and those athletes.